Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Café Neanderthal, Excavating Our Past in One of Europe's Most Ancient Places, by Bibi Bahrami, read by Kirsten Potter. Author's Note. With such a complex topic, involving so many people and places, past and present, I have made every effort to be meticulously accurate. If any errors have made their way in, they are wholly unintended. Also, at times, I had to sacrifice the chronology of certain encounters to forefront clarity and present the wholeness and integrity of each chapter's topic. The events here cover the period from 2010 to 2015. The main dig featured at La Ferrassie went on for 5 years, from 2010 to 2014. The summer after, in 2015, the key researchers met in Carsac to discuss the findings and possible interpretations based on the current body of evidence. That year, I also did some long-distance trekking across southwestern France and northern Spain and visited other Neanderthal sites. In all, I have remained true to the knowledge and experience of the encounters described herein. And lastly, I spell Neanderthal without an H for a very particular reason, which I explain two-thirds of the way in. If you really want to know why before then, there is no harm in skipping ahead to find out. 1. The La Ferrassie Seven. Seven bodies lay scattered across the cave floor like leaves in the wind. Some were missing limbs or parts of their torsos or craniums. One's detached head.